Join us online, offline, and on your mobile at God's Grace Eston Global Commission, GGHC, as we study and rightly divide the word of truth with accuracy and precision. GGHC, grace will speak for you.
Before we pray this morning, I want to talk briefly on what I titled The Blood of Jesus Advantage. You know, this anointing service, we are here to pray. So I'm not going to, it's not a long sermon. I just want to say, explain to you the advantage that is in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus advantage. How many of you know that by the blood of Jesus, we have advantage? As we are approaching September, how many of you know that you have serious advantage with the blood of Jesus? Ah, if you don't know, you better know this morning. How many of you know that by the blood of Jesus, you can buy anything in the spiritual realm? Many don't know. You better know today. The blood of Jesus is a very strong legal tender in the realm of the spirit. You can use the blood of Jesus to buy life. Somebody can be at the point of death, and then you tell the devil and the spirit of death, take the blood of Jesus and let this one live. There are so many advantages in the blood of Jesus Christ. Many of us that call ourselves Christians, we do not understand the powerful and unimaginable advantages that we have in the blood of Jesus Christ. Do you know that many times heaven is disappointed? Several times they will just look down from heaven and say, ah. Even Jesus Christ will look down and say, are these the people I gave my blood? It's like you have $1 million in a box beside you, and you are saying, hey, I'm hungry, I never chop this, and the money is there. That is how it is. You know, Jesus will just look down from heaven and say, ah, these people are not taking advantage of my blood, of the gracious sacrifice that I made for them. This morning, in this our anointing service of August, we want to take advantage of the blood of Jesus. We want to use the blood of Jesus this morning to our advantage. Hebrews chapter 10, from verse 19 to 20. I'll read very quickly because of our time. Hebrews chapter 10, from verse 19 to 20. And so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. The Bible says, we can boldly enter into where? The most, heaven's most holy place. Because of the blood of Jesus. Why can we enter into heaven's most holy place? Because of the blood of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. The Bible says, by his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way. By his blood, by his death, he opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. Here is a fact we must never forget this morning. It is only by the blood of Jesus we can approach God. Hello? It is only by the blood of Jesus we can what? We can approach God. Without the blood of Jesus, you can't go to God. God cannot hear you. It is that blood that creates a way that makes it possible for us to enter into the presence of God. Into the holy place. That is why, as Christians, before you start any prayer, you say, I cover my life with the blood of Jesus. I use the blood of Jesus, the blood of my redemption, as a sacrifice to enter into your presence. The reason why many prayers are not answered is because people do not know how to use the blood of Jesus. Is somebody listening to me this morning? It is only by the blood of Jesus that we can approach God. If there is anything you should thank God for every day in your life, it is the blood of Jesus. Because without the advantage of the blood of Jesus, beloved, we are finished. We are what? We are finished. The first and last line of defense of every Christian is the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus must be before you. The blood of Jesus must come at your back. It is the first and last line of defense. That is why over here in God's Grace SO Commission, only communion service is a vital part of this ministry. I have been saying it right from day one. It is vital. There are some churches now, they don't take Holy Communion. Well, we cannot judge them. But in this place, it is vital. Why is it vital? Because of the advantage that is in the blood of Jesus. Anything that chases you away from the blood of Jesus, that chases you away from drinking his blood, from having communion with him, that thing is set to kill you. Hello? It's a fact. If you are not careful, that thing. So it's like you have the blood of Jesus. It is there for you. But of your own choice, of your own desire and volition, you decide to say, no, I don't want it. You see, people make a lot of mistakes. And you know, religion has made it impossible for people to enjoy the advantage that is in the blood of Jesus. They carry religion on the head. Ah, before you take Holy Communion, you must be baptized, yo. Before you take Holy Communion, you must go through about 5 classes. Where is that one written in the Bible? Where? These are human doctrines. These are human religious standards to put fear in the heart of people. The standard of the Bible is very clean, it's very clear. He said, as many of you that wish to eat my flesh and drink my blood, settle your sins, settle account with me, pray for forgiveness, and then approach my table. Simple. He didn't say, go and baptize first. Is it not the same Bible that we are reading? Clear standard there. But because of this religious burden, because of this religious sanctimony, many people now run away from the blood of Jesus. I remember in my former church, anytime I declare Holy Communion, half of the church will disappear. Even pastors that were working under me, they would say, Daddy, it's like I have an emergency meeting. So where are you running to? Even if there is sin in your life, it is this blood that will save you. Even if there is sin, it is this blood that will rescue you. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us look at a few of the many advantages that is in the blood of Jesus and how we can use this advantage to our favor. I will just give you 5 of them and then we'll round up and go. How can we use this advantage to our favor? As we approach this new month of September, we need to know, because it's a very delicate month. Number one, by the blood of Jesus, we have power over sin. How many of you know that? By the blood of Jesus, we have what? Power over sin. 1 John chapter 1 from verse 7 to 8. Can we put it up on the screen? 1 John chapter 1 from verse 7 to 8. I want to read from the Good News Translation. 1 John chapter 1 from verse 7 to 8. The Bible says, but if we live in the light, just as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, What does he do? Purifies us from every sin. What does the blood of Jesus do? Purifies us from every sin. Because if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Hello? What does the blood of Jesus do? Purifies us from every sin. Because if we say we have no sin, what are we doing? We are deceiving ourselves. So all those people that say, it's only me that can come for communion. You cannot come. You are a sinner. They themselves, they are sinners. Because the Bible says, if you say you have no sin, you deceive yourself. Once you remain in this flesh of sin, you need the blood of Jesus. It is that blood that purifies us from every sin. The blood of Jesus is there to regularly purify you from sin. Let us use it every moment. Immediately you notice you have done something wrong, in your heart, say, blood of Jesus, purge me, cleanse me, forgive me, have mercy. You don't need to go to anybody to confess. Use the blood, apply it there and then. Use it first thing in the morning, last thing at night. It is to your advantage. Immediately you do that, the power of sin drops from your life. That's what the Bible says, that the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from what? Every sin. What is number two advantage of this blood? By the blood of Jesus, we have maximum and impregnable security. Somebody listening. By the blood of Jesus, look, the greatest security you can ever have is the blood of Jesus. I remember when the COVID-19 situation was very hot last year, 2020. And we were hearing the news, and on the news, they said the president of Canada and his wife caught COVID-19. My daughter was shocked that they said, the president caught COVID-19. I said, wonderful. She now asked a question. She said, what happened to his security? Security care? Can security stop? Can he stop COVID-19? Security. Very. In fact, immediately security hear that Oga cash, he will use style and reverse. Oga, hold your side first. Praise the Lord. The greatest security, the most impregnable security you can ever have is the blood of Jesus Christ. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. The Bible says, put the blood on your doorposts, and it will be a mark in your house where you live. He said, because when I see the blood, what will happen? Evil will pass over you. Tragedy will pass over you. Failure will pass over you. Sickness will pass over you. I was telling my wife the other day, I was saying, do you think that we have not touched this corona since the thing started? Do you think you have not touched it? Do you think one way or the other, corona has not entered you? It touched you, but it couldn't do anything. I know you won't believe me, but it's true. It's not everybody that corona will touch that it will break down. There are some people corona will just touch, and when he looked the life, said, no, this one is not, and walk away. It's a fact. It's a fact. At least you heard about so many governors that they said they caught corona, and in another 1 week they said the corona has left again. And you begin to wonder, are they lying? Are they? No, they are not lying. There are some people like that. Their system, their life, their body is impregnable to any kind of sickness. That is what the blood of Jesus can do for you. The blood of Jesus is available to regularly secure you and protect you, protect your children, protect your property. In this coming month, please, I beg you, listen to me. In this coming month of September, always invoke the blood of Jesus over your life, over your children, over your family. Every day, before you go out, before you come in, blood of Jesus on your doorposts, on your windows. Because it is the best security, the maximum security you can ever get. How many of you put the blood of Jesus upon your children on a regular basis? Please do it in this coming month of September. As they are going to school, say, I mark you with the blood of Jesus. Your husband, even the one that does not like prayer, you style and do as if you are touching him. Good morning, sir, in your mind. Say, I mark you with the blood of Jesus. Eh? Your husband, your wife too. Oh, yeah. Ah, dear, how are you? I cover you in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is the greatest security you can ever have. I remember one day, I was coming from Ilorin to Lagos. And I entered the public transport. And the public transport took off from the garage, but it didn't fill up. So he was picking passengers on the way. Personally, I hate it. But that day, I did not complain because I also was in a hurry. And it was taking long. And you know, from Ilorin to Lagos, then it was about four and a half hours. And by the time we got to Eyenkorin, for those of you that know Ilorin very well, Eyenkorin is, that means you are on your way out, is the entrance to Ilorin. When we got to Eyenkorin, an old lady entered into the bus. And as this lady entered into the bus, she did that as if she's smelling something, sniffing something. And then the bus was moving. It didn't move up to 3-4 minutes. The woman said, driver, do. Bole. And the driver said, ah, mama, what happened? You are not going again. No. I'm coming down. You are the one that know the blood that you put inside this thing that is smelling. There's a strange blood here. Come down. She was sitting beside me. I now look at her and the Spirit of God said, it is your blood, oh, that this one now want to drink blood, but your blood has become poison. So I laughed. The mama said, why are you laughing? She was talking to me. Now you know the kind of blood that you are using that is smelling like this. Eh? Evil people. She began to attack me. Somebody I never met before in my life. The driver, people in the bus, they say, ah, mama, the Holy Spirit said, don't say a word. Though. She said, "Pack, I want to come down." The blood of Jesus is the strongest security, the most impregnable security you can ever have. Learn to use it. Many of you, when you enter transport, you don't remember to cover yourself in the blood of Jesus. Me, in fact, before I even enter the vehicle, I will go around. I will be kicking the tire. Amen. Blood of Jesus. Everywhere is secured by the blood of Jesus. The Bible says, when I see the blood, I pass. Evil will pass. It's not my portion. Number three, what is another advantage of the blood of Jesus? The blood of Jesus will overcome evil. We overcome witchcraft. We overcome every seen and unseen enemy. You can find that in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. The Bible says, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimonies. The blood of Jesus is a victorious blood. Anytime any evil comes against you, the one you can see, the one you cannot see, sprinkle the blood of Jesus. They will melt. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When you wake up in the middle of the night, and it seems as if the dream you have, you don't understand it. Say, by the blood of Jesus, I nullify every negative effect that this dream have over my life. That period you are using to shake. You know, a lot of people, we can shake. Well. We go shake like bitter leaf. Sprinkle, invoke the blood of Jesus. It's there, it's everywhere. All it needs for you to do is to say it out. I invoke the blood of Jesus against you that attack me in my dream. Wherever you are now, every activity against my life is destroyed, is melted. The Bible says, by that blood, you overcome. Tell your neighbor, take advantage of the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, the devil and his courts, they are permanently under your feet. Cultivate the habit of drinking the blood of Jesus in communion and in what we call the faith scoop. There is what we call the faith scoop. Do your hand like this. This is like a cup. You scoop it with faith. Say, I drink the blood of Jesus. I drink the blood. It's as if you don't know what you are doing. It's potent. It's powerful. You see many people doing it. You are laughing at them. Don't laugh. We call it the faith scoop. Drink it regularly. Every time. Because by that blood, you overcome. Also, make sure you are present at the communion. For instance, this Wednesday now, we have the first communion of the month of September. And that day happens to be on the 1st of September, Wednesday. 1st of September. Our first communion for this month. Don't miss it for anything. Drink it regularly. Don't be a stranger to the blood of Jesus. Take advantage of it. Number 4, by the blood of Jesus, you have the highest spiritual currency and the highest bargaining power. You can buy anything and everything with the blood of Jesus. How many of you know? You can buy anything and everything with the blood of Jesus. Do you want a house? You can buy it with the blood of Jesus. It's the highest spiritual currency and the highest bargaining power. Is somebody dying around you? You can buy that life back with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus pays every price. Hello? Many people don't know this. That is why things are happening and they cannot do anything about it. This message looks simple, but it's loaded. Because when you have knowledge about something, you will know how to use it. You will know how to appropriate it. I remember one day a sister came to me crying profusely. She said, they said she should come and offer sacrifice. That there is a sacrifice she's supposed to offer in the village. That her father was the one doing it. And as the first daughter, she must do it. And that for the past 2 years, she has not done it. I think they say it's one pig or something like that. And the pig must be very fat. That thing takes the blood of pig. She said she used to do it before, but these days she just got angry and said, and if she buys small pig, they will not take it from her. It has to be a big fat one. Praise the name of the Lord. So she was complaining and she came, she cried, said, Pastor, what kind of life is this? I'm a child of God. And I said, okay, mommy, well, since they say it is important, and they said if she doesn't do it, calamity will be jamming calamity, people will die, she can lose her life, and all that. I said, okay, when they call you again, or when they ask again from you, tell them that you don't have anything, but you can give them something. And if they say, what is it? Say, the blood of Jesus. I'm telling you a true life story. She said, Pastor, blood of Jesus. Where can they get that from? I said, they can get it everywhere. Once they go to the sacrifice and their idol, they should just say, well, the first daughter of the house, say he doesn't have anything, yo, ko sele deni odun yo, no pig yo. So therefore, orisha o, blood of Jesus. Let him take it. It's acceptable everywhere. Praise the name of the Lord. And she said, thank you, sir. So that year, she went to the village. They were expecting big pig. She came down. They rushed to go and open boots and say, where the pig? Said, no pig this year. No pig? What are you going to give to this? They said, don't worry. When we get there on that day, God will do something. They thought it was a joke. They were following her. By the time they got to where the sacrifice was, which kind of girl is it? Where is the sacrifice? She said, everybody close your eyes. I'm telling you a true life story. They were looking at her. She said, everybody say, blood of Jesus. blood. Believe me, that was the end of their family problem. That was the end. Right there and then, everybody got angry. They left her there. Only her was shouting the blood of Jesus. From that day, that evil idol never collected blood again. The blood of Jesus pays all price. That was the end. In fact, she said there was a tree that has been there. They said the tree has been there from generation to generation. After that year, the tree dried up. Many of you don't know the power and the advantages that you have in the blood of Jesus. If you know, you will make use of it more. So, if anybody is demanding anything from you, if anybody is demanding, you know, there are some people, they will appear to you in your dream. They will say, your father owed them, your mother owed. Tell them, I don't have money to pay, but I have the blood of Jesus. It pays all price. Praise the name of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. It says, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things. The blood of Jesus speaks better things. It pays all prices. And finally, by the blood of Jesus, you are healed. According to Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, the Bible says, he was wounded for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are what? Healed. Sickness is not permitted in your life. Sickness is not permitted in the life of your children. When you regularly use the blood of Jesus. Remember, you can drink it through physical communion. You can drink it through faith scooping. Do it in the morning. Do it in the night. Let it be regular. Don't say it's an embarrassment. You know, these days, when you are praying for some of these, our young ones, and you say, oh, yeah, begin to drink the blood of Jesus. Say, what is this man doing again? Which one is this blood that we are not, blood we are not seeing that we are drinking? Don't worry. It works. It works. It works. It is wrong for a Christian to say, I have tried all things, but there is no way. Because there is always a way with the blood of Jesus. The Bible says, by the blood of Jesus, we have a way to enter into the most holy place. This morning, we are here to use the blood of Jesus to our advantage. Are you ready? Close your eyes. Begin to say, I call the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth now. We are entering into the anointing service now. Say, I call down the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to call down that blood now. We are rounding up this service this morning. The blood of Jesus. We want to use that blood to our advantage this morning. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Say, blood of Jesus. Fight for me. Conquer for me. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer this morning. Let the blood of Jesus fight for me. Let the blood of Jesus conquer for me. Let the blood of Jesus secure me. Let the blood of Jesus protect me. Is somebody praying this morning? Is somebody praying this morning? If you don't pray, you do not love yourself. Take advantage of the blood of Jesus this morning. Take advantage of the blood of Jesus this morning. Take advantage of the blood of Jesus this morning. Take advantage of the blood of Jesus this morning. Take advantage of the blood of Jesus this morning. Aha. 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 Kabarebo sonto yalabaraba santaya. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Say, every challenge ahead of me, in the last 4 months of this year. Oh, yeah, receive the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. Every challenge ahead of me in the last form. Aha, God bless you, that sister. This is a powerful prayer. Pray that prayer. Every challenge ahead of me in the last 4 months of this year, receive the blood of Jesus. Nipa eje Jesu abori. Nipa eje Jesu ashegu. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. Masanta baleka yala koto yendia. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Now, this one is very, very important. Everybody, wherever you are, make sure you are praying this one. Everybody should pray it. Even the children should pray it. Somebody should go and call that prayer point for them. Let them pray it. Everybody should pray this prayer now. Say, I cover my star. And the stars of my children. With the blood of Jesus. In this month of stars, I cover my star and the star of my children with the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to cover your star with the blood of Jesus. Begin to cover your star with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus caused my star to rise. The blood of Jesus caused my star to shine. The blood of Jesus caused my star to prevail. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. In this month of stars, the blood of Jesus caused my star to rise. The blood of Jesus caused my star to shine. The blood of Jesus caused my star to prevail. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. My star will rise. My star will shine. My star will prevail. In this coming month of stars, in the name of Jesus. Evil star will not swallow my star. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My star will not be pushed out of course. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I beg you, let your amen roar like thunder. I decree over your life now, as we approach the month of stars, your star is soaked in the blood of Jesus. The stars of your children and your loved ones soaked in the blood of Jesus. Your star will rise. Your star will shine. Your star will prevail. The star of your businesses will rise. The star of your work will rise. It will shine. It will prevail. In the name of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus this morning, you overcome. Oh, there is a sister here that your amen should be louder thunder. I say, by the blood of Jesus this morning, you overcome. Everyone that has traveled to Ikorodu against your life just to make sure they pull you down. If your amen can roar like thunder, I say by the blood of Jesus, you overcome. By the blood of Jesus, you prevail. Oh. they have made the greatest mistake of their life. The Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet. You are an anointed of God. You are untouchable. Any power that wants you to touch you for evil, if your amen can roar like thunder, the ground will open and swallow them up. In the name of Jesus Christ, every power that is running from pillar to post, just to make sure that your marriage crashes, just to make sure that your health fail, just to make sure that you lose your job or you lose finances. If your amen can roar like thunder, By the blood of Jesus today, you overcome. In the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus begin to speak now. Better things into your life, into your home, into your family, over your children, over your business, over your finances. Blood of Jesus, speak. Blood of Jesus, speak. Blood of Jesus, speak. Thank you, everlasting Father. Because you are here today, in this coming month of stars, you will have cause to dance. You will have cause to celebrate. You will have cause to rejoice. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your star will not be swallowed. I say your star will not be swallowed. Your star will not be pushed out of course. In the name of Jesus Christ. In this coming month of September, the ninth month, you know, we have already moved from 6 to 9. We are waiting for them on the ninth month. In that ninth month, your life shall be perfected. Your life shall be fruitful. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the midst of the hullabaloo and the running around, you will be at peace. I say you will be at peace. You will not lack any good thing. In the name of Jesus Christ. I decree over your life now, let the anointing of God come upon you. I decree over your life now, let the anointing of God come upon you. For the last and third time, I decree over your life now, let the anointing of God come upon you. Let the fire of God begin to burn from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every oil on this altar, hear the word of the living God. Receive power. Receive fire. Receive the anointing of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. And it shall come to pass in that day, the burden shall be lifted from off your head, and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed by the anointing. By the anointing in the name and in the blood of Jesus, every yoke is destroyed upon your life. So shall it be. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.